Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nope, it's Ian Hoke with you for just a few minutes longer until Scoot parks the car and gets back up here into the studio to finish the show from the Jefferson Financial Credit Union studios instead of at the lakefront where he's been doing the show for the last hour. But we had some internet problems and he had to bail out on that. But joining me on the line right now is Scoot. Scoot, where are you at?
Yeah, hey, I don't want to say exactly where I am because, you know, somebody might want to, you know, like, you know, force an accident and call an attorney or something. So I don't want to say exactly where I am. But I'm on my way in. A few sprinkles on the windshield of the car. I am driving the speed limit, which, you know, kind of goes against my nature. But I'm in an area where I always drive the speed limit. Sometimes on the interstate, I'll go a little faster than the speed limit. Not that I recommend that. But anyway, look, so there's more coming out now about Sean Payton. And when the owner of the Saints and when people are saying, like, especially the owner of the Saints, say things like, well, none of us know. To me, that's kind of like a telling thing. I mean, we don't know for sure. He might end up being with the Saints next year. I hope he does. But there's just I find some things that it could be, as I wrote in the blog on our website at WWL.com, it could be Sean Payton kind of toying with the media. But I also think that there are some things to be a little bit curious about when it comes to this particular conversation that we're having.
A texter asked earlier if you thought that this was what they called agency speak, just a way to for him to sort of get leverage, I guess, against the Saints organization and try and get more money, much in the same way that, you know, if you're looking for a promotion or a way to advance in your job, you might go have a conversation with somebody else and then let your boss know that you're having that conversation so they see that, you know, you might be about to walk out. But you don't think that's what Sean Payton is doing here?
I don't think that he could be, but I don't think that only because I'm thinking about Sean Payton. I've been coaching this team for 16 years. We've gone to the Super Bowl. But he's happy unless we get to the Super Bowl or get to the playoffs. There's a lot of stuff to deal with, including Roger Goodell. And, man, I can go and have this job where they, like, fly me around sometimes in a private jet or I'm, you know, at least flying, you know, first class or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've got nice accommodations everywhere I go. And I'm pampered. I'm taken care of. And I'm in the media. And I'm still relevant in the world that is my life's passion, which is football.
Right.
And I'm relevant in a different way. And look, let's be honest. There's some hot new young coaches up there, and Sean Payton's a great coach, but he's not one of those coaches. When he gets into, if he gets into the media, then he'll be one of the younger guys in the media. So I'm just thinking that this may be, you know, this may be an opportunity for him to make this move. And I'm from my perspective in the media, I'm just looking at this as a possibility. And again, I hope I'm wrong because I want him to stay.
Yeah. Can we talk a little bit about the football games that we saw yesterday and Saturday and how things are looking for the conference championships this weekend?
Yeah, but in particular, let's talk about the controversy with the way for the Buffalo Bills in overtime.
Take us there.
It seems like there's a lot of talk about the NFL changing the rules. Now, the rules are in overtime, and I think I'm right about this. The rules are that you go into overtime and you flip a coin.
Mm-hmm.
And if the first team to score a touchdown wins. If a team scores a field goal, then the other team gets the ball.
Correct.
And they get a chance to score a touchdown. If they score a touchdown, the game's over. If they score a field goal, then the game continues until somebody scores a touchdown. So there are people who are really upset because the Buffalo Bills won the toss. Sorry, the Kansas City Chiefs won the toss.
Right.
And so they went right down and scored a touchdown. And so the Bills didn't even touch the ball in overtime. Now, they followed the rules, but should the rules change? And, you know, I understand the frustration, and I think a lot of people feel like, well, we should have at least had a chance in overtime to score. But in college, I don't remember what it's like in college. If they score, if the team that gets the ball first in overtime scores a touchdown, is it over, or does the other team get a shot at it? I kind of forget.
Well, the reason, and I may be a little over my skis here because I'm not a sports expert, but the reason that the overtime rules are the way they are now is because of the conference championship game with the Saints and the Vikings when we were in overtime, and everyone was so upset that the Vikings did not get a chance to touch the ball when we won on that field goal. Am I remembering that correctly? Like, that's why the rules are the way they are now. So now people are upset on the Bills side of things and say they should have had a chance. So now what? Are people going to want to change the rules again so that each team gets to touch the ball at least once? So the Chiefs could score that touchdown, but then the Bills get another chance.
Right. And if the Bills – this is what those who want the rules to change want. They want – if they want the other team to get, at least get their hands on the ball. So if the Chiefs go down and score a touchdown – the game's not over. The Bills get a chance to come down and score a touchdown and tie it, and then it goes back to the Chiefs and back and forth until, you know, I mean, at some point there's a time limit, and I forget what that is. Because, you know, you and I, we're sports fans. We're not sports experts. We're
right.
Just like sports fans talking about this. But if the Chiefs score a touchdown and the Bills go down and score a touchdown, or go down and just score a field goal, well, then the game would be over.
The game would be over.
But if they score a touchdown, then the game will, you know, I don't know, maybe at that point it becomes whoever scores next. I mean, you could make that rule so at least people are satisfied that their team in overtime at least got their hands on the ball. And if they come down and score a touchdown and tie it, then it could be the next team that scores, field goal or whatever, wins the game.
It has to be, because you can't have a tie in a playoff game like this. You can't walk away without one team winning and one team losing. So you gotta finish the overtime quarter or whoever scores the next point.
Yeah.
Then they gotta stop there. So I was emotionally invested in the second game last night to a greater degree than I kind of gave myself credit for in the beginning of the day. I wanted to see the Bills win that game, and we've talked a little bit on the show about why people are Bills fans. People have said the Bills are the Saints of the North, and what exactly that means, I guess we could unpack another day. But I was really sad to see the Bills lose in that way. I mean, they played a great game. You know, some of the commentators this morning are saying that this could be a contender for the best NFL game of all time, or at least in modern history. But looking at the rest of the teams that lost the weekend, I was happy the Bengals advanced. I was happy the 49ers advanced. I was happy to see Tom Brady lose. But, you know, the Chiefs have already been to the Super Bowl pretty recently and won just a year before last. I believe they played the Vikings and beat them quite decisively there. So I was a little bit sad to see the Bills locked out. That was kind of a heartbreaker from me just watching my living room.
They're such a great team. They deserve to be where they are. I mean, you know, look, Mahomes is just, you know, unbelievable. I mean, he has so much to offer.
Yeah.
And also, over the weekend, the Los Angeles Rams Tampa Bay Bucks game was incredible,
mm-hmm.
because it was like 20-3 at halftime, and Tom Brady roars back.
He did the thing that he does.
Probably,
yeah.
Yes, reminding his team, hey, I played in this one game in the Super Bowl against the Atlanta Falcons, and it was 28-3, and we did it. Well, they came back, and I mean, they almost won it, but the Rams were just too sharp. And You know, Matthew Stafford, I have not been a fan of his because he hasn't been consistent, but he sure played a great game.
I got a couple text messages here if you'd like to hear from those, or if you want to take a break. We're doing it live. Okay, good. Somebody texts us and says, you talk about a live show. Yeah, doesn't get much liver than this. Scoots on the street, literally walking into the building, and I'm just kind of tap dancing until he gets here. Let's see. Here's a text that says, the NFL does it this way in an effort to get away from sudden death. NFL ties do not happen in the playoffs. Right. Okay. So we kind of understood that already.
Well, I don't know why you'd want to get away from sudden death. It's exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting. Here's a text that says, in college, each team gets a shot from the 25-yard line. Then they alternate with two-point tries if it's still tied. You think something like that could work in the NFL? I mean, why not?
Yeah, I wouldn't give an NFL team the ball on the 25-yard line because that's almost the red zone. You know, it's like, well, why don't you give them first and goal on the one?
That's not
happening. And see how they do from there.
Indeed.
Yeah, I wouldn't give them. I would do it. I would have a kickoff. I wouldn't give them the ball. I wouldn't give an NFL team the ball on the 25 and see what they can do with it. Because I mean, that's an automatic field goal too.
Yeah. Here's a Texas.
Well, for most teams.
This is a worded a little confusing. Why don't they don't let a team play to a tie? Why don't they let a team play into a tie? If the first team scores a touchdown and extra point, then the other team gets a chance to score a touchdown but must attempt a two-point conversion. If the first team scores a touchdown and a two-point conversion, game over. That's interesting.
Well, that is interesting. And you could put that up for grabs, but you know, the NFL's got a lot of complicated rules, and I think they'd like to make it less complicated rather than more complicated. But you know, I'd go along with that as a possibility.
Here's a text that says, a great game like last night should not end on a coin flip. And that's basically what happens. And I think this is what you were saying earlier. Everybody understands the rules about how many possessions you get and how you got to get a touchdown. A field goal is not good enough, thanks to the Saints. But the coin flip, what else could we be doing at the end of regulation besides another coin flip to decide who's going to start that quarter with the ball?
Well, I don't know if there's any other fair way to do it. I would like to see each team get their hands on the ball. And, you know, you could also, you know, I'm sure the NFL would argue, well, it was up to the Bills' defense to stop the Chiefs from going in for a touchdown. If they would have held them to a field goal, they would have gotten their hands on the ball.
Maybe something
–
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I can see where – you know, I can see where you'd be happy with the team getting a chance to, at least getting a chance to get the ball. And both of those offenses were so on fire late in the game that it's not a surprise that Kansas City went down and scored the touchdown.
Yeah. Here's another that says, it's such a dumb rule. How can you not give a team a chance to touch the ball at all in overtime? Both teams are going into overtime dead even. So no one's saying the game wasn't fair. The rule is unfair. So maybe there's like a – okay, go with me on this journey here. What's like a skill-based sort of competition that you could have in place of the coin toss? You know, like – set up like opposing field goals and whoever kicks the longest field goal or something else, some sort of like football skill thing that you could do where it's not totally left up to chance, but each team, it can't take long, obviously. It's got to be something they can do in a minute or so. You know what I mean?
What would be like, I think what you're talking about would be close to a penalty kick in soccer or a penalty shot in hockey.
That's exactly what I mean. Something just like that, something that can be done pretty quickly. Without a lot of fuss, doesn't need a lot of setup, a lot of circumstance, pump, but just something that at least could say our team did better than the other team at that particular exercise, and that's why we started overtime.
Or they could just do a jump ball in midfield.
A jump ball? That's brilliant. I hope that they're listening right now because we're just firing out pearls.
I mean, I know. Between us and the audience, we've got some ideas for the NFL.
Maybe like a dance-off. You know, they got a panel of judges out there or something, or some sort of Iron Chef thing where they, like, cook, and then everyone says, well, I think your dish was better. I think your beefy mac was better.
Yeah, I don't think that they have to change too much. I mean, I think it's an interesting idea about, like, some kind of a penalty, a kick, or, you know, whatever, like in hockey or soccer. But I don't have a problem with them kind of keeping the game the way it is. And then just – Giving each team a chance to get the ball, I think that's fair.
Here's a text.
You know, you
says,
come down, you score a touchdown. The other team gets the ball. You score a field goal. Game's over. Score a touchdown. Game continues.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I'm getting a lot of good texts about this. People with suggestions about ways to fix this. But here's one that points out. Remember, Mahomes lost exactly the same way to Brady when he played for the championship the first time. Brady won the toss and they scored, so Mahomes lost. In that situation. So, boy, how the tables have turned.
Yep.
Here's a text. Right. This is right up my alley. Scoot, the two teams should be given muskets and the wedding gunpowder musket balls for 7 rounds, and the teams line up. Where's the rest of it? 4, 2, 7. Darn. All right. Well, the second half of that text got cut off, but you can see. A lot of people are suggesting that the overtime quarter should just be 15 minutes of just regulation football. Get away from the sudden death, right? Just let them play an additional quarter, and whoever's ahead at the end of that fifth quarter is the winner. What's wrong with that?
That's what they do in the NBA.
Right?
You know, the NBA just has another, you know, another, what, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever the time limit is. They've got, I mean, it's regular, it's not like regulation play.
Oh, man, I'm getting a lot of good tech. Do like the XFL did. Wow, remember that? Put the ball on the 50-yard line, both teams start on their own 25, and on the whistle, both teams go for the ball, and whoever gets it gets possession. That's awesome. Wouldn't that be way more badass to watch that than a coin flip?
Yeah, it would be. That would be fun.
Each team sends their fastest player, then the quarterbacks see who can throw farther, and the tiebreak is to see who punts the farthest. Another
punt, pass, and kick competition.
Yeah.
Whatever that was.
Here's a text that says, what if they just play paper football to decide who goes first? That is a sponsorship opportunity. And now it's the overtime paper football, you know, brought to you by 3M or whatever.
Or brought to you by, you know, Office Depot.
Exactly. You fold up. They gotta like unfold a long paper clip to make the uprights, and they say if you can flick the paper football up here, are you close?
Well, look,
what are you? Should we take
a
break?
Walking in the building.
Okay, great. Well, just
yeah,
keep
go ahead.
It here.
I'm walking in the building.
No. I don't want to take a break. You stay with me now, so that then we can hear you walk into the studio. And I've left.
Right.
You know what, Scoot? I've left a little gift for you. At your console there. Yeah, in the studio.
Is it the cookies?
Well, I don't want to spoil the surprise before you get up here.
Okay. All right, I'm coming.
Here's a text that says, do like they do on Survivor. Let the head coaches make fire to determine who gets the ball first. These are brilliant. I love it. Hey, look, I just put a couple of people on hold. I'm going to get to you guys in just a second. Don't hang up. I just got to wait until Scoot gets here. Sounds like you're in the elevator.
I am. I'm in the elevator.
Okay. Did you say hello to the security desk?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, good.
I waved.
Never miss a chance to say hello to the security desk. They're our friends.
No, and see, what's interesting about all of this is that, you know, it didn't take me that long to get here, so I'm not that far away. It's not like walking from my old apartment, but you know what? Driving here was a lot safer than walking here from my downtown apartment.
Yeah, we're not doing that anymore.
All right, so wait. Oh, wait, I'm coming right now. Hang on. I'm coming around the corner.
I'm going to turn the mic in the studio on, so we'll ride in there, okay?
All right. I'm on the maze. I'm in the maze that is known as WWL.
The WWL maze. That's where we send people
maze,
when they screw up stuff. We send them into the maze.
Well, you ever try to tell somebody where the men's room is when they're in the studio?
Oh, no. I don't even bother. I just say we don't have one. Good luck.
Well, if it's a guest.
They'll figure it out.
But no, you've done a great job. Thanks for hanging in there.
No, this has been really exciting. This might be the most exciting 30 minutes of radio we've done all year.
This is and that says a lot about our show, doesn't it?
You think we could be up for a Marconi for this? I mean, I don't want to jinx it, but like you know, stranger things have happened.
I see the mic light on.
Oh, mic light is on. Careful, they might be on the air in there.
Oh, I see the cookies.
Okay, I'm going to turn your phone off now.
All right, I'm hanging up.
Okay.
Hi.
I'm in the studio. Whew. These cookies look delish.
They're really good. The Adventurefuls there.
Is this some kind of a spice thing?
That's the Toastier is the name of that. It's like the French toast cookie. That came out last year. That was the sexy new cookie last year. Adventurefuls are the new one this year.
It's shaped like toast. Okay.
Yeah, so I got you one of each. Okay.
Okay. Let me go get my headphones in my office.
Uh-huh.
We'll take a break here.
Please.
I'm Scoot.
Yes, you are.
Thank you for taking care of things, Ian. I'm in the studio.
Thanks for coming in.
We'll be right back on WWL.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!